Tirza Hawkins here, your board certified holistic health practitioner, with another episode of Natural Health Warriors Podcast. So, for today, I want you to imagine that when you're born, you're given one car, and you're told that that is the only car that you will ever be able to have for the rest of your life. So, with only having one car, nobody would actually say to their friends, hey, let's see how quickly we can run this into the ground, right? Or how many miles can we put on this before it dies? No one would say that. And then what if your family and friends, they did that to their cars, so their cars were no longer working. So would you then just drop everything and be their primary mode of transportation because they didn't take care of their car? Probably not. So the maintenance of that car, you know, is that just gonna be an afterthought? Yeah, we'll just go for as long as we can in between oil changes, right? Probably not. We're going to make sure that we're taking care of this vehicle, that we're maintaining it, that we're using clean fuel that helps it run efficiently and smoothly, right? And if something goes wrong, for instance, let's say that the horn all of a sudden won't stop blaring. Are you just going to disconnect it and be like, well, that quit working? Probably not, because a horn is pretty important. Or your turn signal quits working. Well, let's just take out the light bulb. We don't need that anymore. Fan belt starts squealing. Let's just put an earplug so we can ignore that awful noise other people can put up with it. Or the door breaks. Well, duct tape fixes everything, right? So others may take shortcuts, but if you're listening to this, then I doubt that you are someone that takes shortcuts. This is the only car you're going to have for the rest of your life. Now, the truth is that we can actually replace our cars. We can get another one. What we can't replace is our bodies. So which are you taking better care of? Your vehicle or your body? So what about your own monthly maintenance? Now, last I checked, organs are pretty expensive. So if you need one, you either have to buy one, you get on a waiting list, you hope that your family can give you one. Bionic parts, they're still a little clumsy, you know? If you need a new hand, it doesn't work quite as well as what we were born with, right? But we do that. We sacrifice our sleep. We run ourselves into the ground. We're doing. How much can I do? I can't take care of myself. I have to take care of this person, and I can't take care of myself. I have this I have to go do. And we're just running ourselves. How many miles can I put on myself before I have a nervous breakdown, before my body quits working, before I can't take care of anyone, including myself? We overeat. We put in this dirty fuel and it clogs down our organs and our vital systems, and they stop functioning properly. We turn off our body's warning signs with prescriptions. So here's a little secret. Symptoms are not the problem. When we have a symptom such as congestion, pain, high blood pressure, edema, psoriasis, you name it, whatever it is a symptom. It's not the actual problem that's going wrong. And so when we're just addressing the symptom, we're shutting off our body's way of communicating with us. We also regularly remove organs that have failed us because of neglect. And we think, well, tonsils, who needs those? I don't need my appendix. Go ahead and take my gallbladder out. Those are all just extra pieces that I was born with. Just because we don't fully understand how all of those are beneficial to us doesn't mean that they're an extra part. And it also, they were also just a symptom of our lifestyle and how we were taking care of our body. So if we remove our gallbladder, which started screaming at us and caused all sorts of pain, but oh, hey, let's just take it out. And now we have relief and we can eat whatever we want again. We are just still continuing to pile on what was going on in our body, but we took the batteries out of the smoke alarm, so we actually don't know what damage we're doing anymore. We can't feel it. So if you neglect the one vehicle that you were given for your being, for yourself to live in your entire life, because you've got to be going and doing and taking care of other people, how long do you think it's going to last you? You're going to reach a point where it's going to break down on you, and then you're going to be relying on somebody else. So I encourage you, take care of yourself, your monthly maintenance, help your liver clean itself out. Let's stop putting in so much junk. Let's treat our bodies as if it was as precious to us as that one vehicle that you would have for your entire life, because we can't replace it. And if we want it to function for us and run smoothly and be beautiful, then we actually need to take more care and maintenance of it than we would an actual car that we would drive on the road. So if you need help getting your vehicle maintenanced, then I encourage you to check out our website, nhwarriors.com. We'd love to help you start that maintenance and get your vehicle that is your body functioning properly and smoothly and efficiently so that you have the vibrant energy that you deserve. So, as always, have a wonderful day and be blessed. Thanks so much, everyone.